We are in the state of pandemic. And people are concerned about the things that can come out of this COVID-19. And the ultimate thing is death and the burying of these people. And so we find that people are so concerned today that even here in the church, we have to be keeping our social distancing because of this terrible disease. But I want to tell you, brethren, we need not be so much concerned about the undertaker. We need to be more concerned about the uppertaker, which is Jesus Christ. And that's what we need to be concerned about. Not that we are not to keep our social distancing, but there are many people today, they are all in keeping the social distancing, and so they start to keep their distance away from Jesus Christ. But we need to draw near to Jesus Christ. And as we say, pass me not, O gentle Savior, when you come around, we need to go to Jesus Christ. Now sometimes, have you ever noticed for years, we have been praying about a problem, and the problem has become a part of our lives, and we have the same routine every day. We keep praying about it, but the routine is still there, and the problem is not going away. Have we noticed that? Have you ever thought of a change from your present situation? Because we all know that to make a change is very hard. It's difficult. Have you ever tried to change, to move house? It's the hardest thing to pack up. And when you get there to unpack, it's the hardest thing. But ask a drunkard. He's drunk every day. And although he knows that if he stops drinking, it will be better for his health and he'll have a better life, but he continues to drink anyway. It's hard to change. Very hard. But do you want to change? Do you want to get well? Sir Isaac Newton's first law of motion tells us that everything will continue at a state of rest unless they would wash them, prepare them for sacrifice. To the next side of the pool, you had lame people, you had the blind, you had the deaf, those who were paralyzed, all sort of people lying around the pool of Bethesda, waiting everyone waiting for a change. Because as the King James Version says, that on occasion, the angel, an angel would come and stir the water. And when the water is stirred, then the first person who got into the pool will be cured of any disease that they have. If you read some of the other versions, they omit verse 4. Because what is said is that the pool was supplied by an underground spring. And this underground spring, when it overflows, it would create a bubbling in the pool. And so the pool will then bubble up, and they would see this movement in the pool, and so they would jump in. And so they said the legend is that the flapping of the angel's wing would touch the water and cause that movement and the people jump in. Whoever first got there. So that's some other version. But we're not discussing that part this morning, because the Bible here says that King James Version here that we just read said that the angel troubled the water. We, as I said, we don't want to be too much concerned about the undertaker. We want to be concerned about Jesus Christ. And so we don't want to be too concerned about who troubled the water. We are concerned about who is the great physician this morning. And that's Jesus Christ. And so everyone is there, lying, waiting. Waiting for their turn. And here there's a man waiting for 38 years. 38 years he was paralyzed. Now the Bible didn't say he was paralyzed from birth. So maybe some accident had happened why he became paralyzed. Yes? And we will see further down when we go through this message. So 38 years, he's waiting for his turn. And so Jesus saw him and said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" That's what I want to speak to you about this morning. Do you want to be made well? The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool. Because when the water is troubled, by the time I am coming, someone gets in front of me and they jumped in before me." Now let's dig a little deeper into this message. Look at the scripture into how we too can make the change. Because we have to decide within ourselves whether we want a change or not. And that's why Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" We have to decide. Jesus asked him, the paralyzed man, verses 5 through 6, Jesus asked him, he said, "Do you want to be made well?" We may feel that, the man has been crippled for 38 years. What kind of question that you're asking the man, Jesus? Huh? That's a fool question, as some people would say. It's a foolish question. The man has been, you're asking the man if he wants to be made well. 38 years, this man has been paralyzed, coming to the pool every day, and you are asking a question like that. Now I want to tell you that Jesus never asked silly questions. Jesus asked questions for a reason. He will never ask a silly question. The fact is, this man has to decide for himself if he wants that change. Firstly, you and I must decide if we want a change in our life this morning. Whether we want to continue to worship God or the things of this world that are distracting to us, we want to turn that side. Or if you have not been baptized for the remission of your sin, you need to decide this morning if you want to walk with Jesus Christ. We must decide. No one is going to do it for us. No one. And that change must originate from the heart. Romans 12 and verse 2, the Bible tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be transformed by the little standards that the world gives today, that we are following the world. But we need to be changed. We need to be made alive. We need a complete change. This one man said, we need a dose of metanoia, which means we need a fundamental change to change us from the state that we are in into another state, from being a sinner into a child of God. And that's the change we need to make. Romans 10 and verse 10 tells us that with the heart man believe unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The heart, that change must originate from within. That change is not on the outward side. It doesn't start there. And Jesus continues to tell people, start first with the inside. Cleanse first the inside of the cup. All things, Jesus says, that heart must believe to do what he says. Now listen, it is possible. I want to put it to you that it is possible that this man did not want to be made well. You know that? It is possible. Yes, it is so possible. For 38 years, this man has been paralyzed. He was daily sitting by the pool, probably begged for a living, probably getting more money than you and I who work to get paid. And he was there begging every day because depends on how he looked in his paralytic state. Everybody would pass and give him something. And so he was there. Maybe he had a house. People would put him up free of cost. And all of these things. But we know that if he was healed, then he had to look for new shelter. He now would have to go and find food for himself. He now would have to go and look a job, a new job, because that was probably his job, begging. So he might not want to be healed. We are saying that, well, Jesus is, you know, what sort of question it is? He will have to look and work to enjoy life. But that involves a lot of risk because he might get a job and lose it. And he's thinking all about, you know, a lot of us, we don't want to change, you know. If you're working at a place and they come with changes and some people start to resist change, most people resist change because they are thinking of what they will lose, not of what they will gain. And as Jesus said, that's why a lot of people don't want to come to Jesus Christ, because we are going to lose this. We're going to lose the party. We're going to lose our friend. But Jesus says, you are going to gain eternal life. Yeah. That's what we're going to gain. But they're not looking at that. They're looking at what they're going to lose. And this is what this man might be looking at, says, not looking at getting healed. Right? Therefore, Jesus asked him again, do you want to get well? Because sometimes not all the good that is done for us, that we consider it as good enough, we don't want it. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. Please read, my brother.
Thus said the Lord,
stand in the ways
and see, and ask for the old paths.
Ask for the old paths.
Where is the good way? And walk therein.
Yes.
And ye shall find rest for your souls.
Okay.
But they said, we will not walk therein.
Look at that. Jesus is saying, the Bible says, God says to the people, stand in the way, seek, and search, ask for the old paths. The old paths lead to heaven. And walk therein, and you will find rest to your dying soul. And the people said, we don't want it. Do you want to get well this morning? Jesus is now saying the same thing. Ask for the old paths, and you will get it. Do you want to be healed this morning? Do we really, really, really want to be healed? If we want the change, then we must have to decide. We must decide and stop making excuses. John 5, 6 to 7. I want you to notice verses 6 through 7 that this man, up to now, what is it, the 1st of August? 2021. Up to now, this man has not answered the question Jesus asked him, you know. Do you want to be made well? He does not say want to be healed. He just complains about his condition. Many times we only complain to others. Complain about this, complain about that. Do you really want to be healed? The most time we're around complaining, and while we're complaining, 80% of the people don't care, and the other 20%, glad it is you it's happening to. They're glad it's you and not them. So why are you complaining to them? Why are you complaining to them? We need to run to Jesus Christ. So many times we're there, this man is telling Jesus how unfortunate he was. He has a lot of trouble, a lot of complaints. But yet, when you think about it, 38 years is a long time to wait for a miracle. Especially when the conditions were obviously impossible to happen. Because no one is going to lift him and put him in the water before anybody else. If I need my healing, I'm not going to let you get it because I might not get another chance. Right? If you are here this morning, Jesus Christ is right here. And if you need your healing, come to Jesus Christ now. That's what Jesus says. If you need it. This man is telling Jesus all sorts of things. Yet when you come to think about it, what he's thinking about, as the saying goes, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Right? From the man's own admission, he had no hope of reaching the water before others. He said it to Jesus. And so, You have to wonder, why did this man keep coming back? Year, day after day, year after year. Why did this man keep coming back? He had his friends there. This is where he made his living and all of that. So maybe this is why, maybe some days he's there. He's not even interested in even looking at the water. He's interested in is his handout that he's getting. Right? And so he's there. So here we see, it was a good question that Jesus asked. Yes? It was a good question that Jesus asked him. Do you want to be made well? Because if you really wanted to be made well, you're obviously going about it the wrong way. Something is wrong. 38 years, you want to be made well, and you have the same routine. Something is wrong. You're doing something that's wrong. The man did not need a pool. He did not need anyone to drop him in the water. He needed Jesus Christ. And we all need Jesus Christ this morning. We need him, right? Unless something gives, it's not going to happen to this man. And so Jesus asked him again, and he's asking us today, do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? Today you may be complaining about your spouse. You may be complaining about your children. You may be complaining about the people at work. You may be complaining about your next door neighbor. You're complaining about all sorts of things. We need to stop complaining. Stop giving God excuses, because God is about to bring a change in your life this morning. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and whatever you want will be added to you. Stop complaining. Stop making excuses to God. Why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Lord, I want to go and do this first. I need to enjoy myself a little more in the world. But we are not sure if we are going to see tomorrow. So why not give Jesus Christ our hearts today, so that he can give us his Father's everlasting kingdom? And so we see Jesus, verses 8 to 9. Jesus did not discuss with this man about the pool. Jesus did not pay any attention to this man's complaint. Jesus did not discuss with this man whether it was an angel who is bubbling up the water, or it was the underground spring that is bubbling up the water. Jesus was not concerned about that. Jesus was not concerned about his excuses. He was not. Right? Jesus was probably fed up with this man not answering his question, that he turned to him and said, look here, man, get up, take up your bed and walk. Because since you don't know what you need, I will give you what you need. Right? Because what you're talking about is what you want. But it's not about what we want, it's what we need. We need Jesus Christ. We need him today. We need him, brethren. And so, Jesus swept aside all of the superstitions and bypassed altogether the need for magic water and issued one command. Take up your bed and walk. Get up. The man had a choice. He had... Because he could start walking or just lie down in the same condition. He had a choice. There are many reasons for him not to walk when Jesus told him, because it was a Sabbath day and you're not supposed to carry anything on a Sabbath day. So he could tell Jesus, oh Lord, no, I can't work today. Not today, Lord. Another day, because it's the Sabbath. Right? It is the Sabbath. They're not supposed to do anything. But today we have a choice as well. To act against our circumstances, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. We have a choice. Let us hear it, brother.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Did we hear that? We have a choice. We can decide whether we want to act against our circumstances, whether we want to have that faith in Jesus Christ today. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Because faith is not just a one-way thing, it has two dimensions. You must believe that he is, Jesus Christ is God, and that he will reward those who not just seek him, but diligently seek him. I don't believe you see a little church down the road and say, all right, they're saying Jesus Christ and we go and we're going to be saved. You're going to be lost. You better seek God diligently. Make sure you're in the right place. Or you're going to be outside. And so, we can continue in our same condition. Go against all of those feelings. But when Jesus speaks, brethren, you know this song, you got to move? When God gets ready, you got to move. So he was there. I think maybe he didn't even get a chance to think about it when Jesus said, look here, man, get up, take up your bed and walk. You just jump up. He just jump up same time and grab his little mat. Right? Because the power of the master's voice. There was a time a man died, bound hands and feet, inside a cave there. And when Jesus cried out and said, Lazarus, come forth, the power of the master's voice. Although if his feet was, I don't even know how he came forth, whether he came forth like this, or the bandage loose from off his feet. But he got to move. When God gets ready, we got to move. Right? And so 38 years, he was carrying the mat. The mat was carrying him. 38 years, every day they place him on this mat. But today when Jesus speaks, you got to get up and carry that mat. Leave your every burden at the cross and go free. Jesus is here this morning, my friends. If we want to be free, we can be freed. Right? And so, as I conclude this morning, I want you to look back at John 5. We read this morning 1 to 8. But how many of us have gone on to read verse 14? I want you to read verse 14 for me, brother.
Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee.
You hear that? Have you ever seen this happen anywhere else in the Bible, that Jesus healed someone and find him again? Hey, seems as if he's doing something. Huh? Stop sinning. Stop sinning. Jesus found him in the temple. It shows that Jesus knew more than what the man knew of himself. What you are doing, you better stop it. or a worse thing is going to come upon you. Now what worse could happen to this man? The man has been crippled for 38 years. What worse could happen to this man? You know what worse? An eternity in hell. Jesus says, stop sinning. Now that you have been healed, stop sinning. Sometimes our newfound health can cause us to further sin. You know that? You know that? Our newfound health. Because most times when we are in trouble, we pray to God so hard. Lord, if you just do this for me, I will do it. But once God has done it for us, we forget that we made a pact with God. Stop sinning, or a worse thing, because we can be cut off just like that, and that without remedy. Hear some people say, well then, boy, he just got killed, he didn't even get the chance to say, Lord, have mercy. We have to ask for all the mercies now. Because where the tree falls, there shall it lie until judgment take its course. There is no repentance in the grave or pardon offered unto a dead man. None of that. Don't let anybody fool you. When we die, that's it. And so Jesus found this man in the temple. There are so many people. I tell you, is our newfound health can cause us to go further in sin, you know. There's a man named Hezekiah, you know. The prophet told him, he said, look, set your house in order, because you're going to die. And he went down and said, oh Lord, you know that I've been serving you. I beg you, give me some more time. You know, maybe God should never give this man any time. Good man. But the Lord said, I'm going to give you 15 more years. You know what this man went and did? The people from Babylon came up and said, you know, we heard of your health. We heard you got better. This man took the man in the temple and showed him all of the riches of the temple. And when they left, the prophet came and said, what have you done? You know that these men are spies? And they are going to take everything out of here? You see that? Look at that. The man, this man, paralyzed man, he was physically healed, but he needs some spiritual healing. Right? He needed some spiritual healing. So Jesus had to warn him and say, you better stop it. Stop sinning. Or something worse is going to happen. He said it to him so many years ago, but it is applicable to us today. If we have been washed, then we have to stop. Yes, I know sometimes the devil will call us over, but don't let him catch us and we die outside of Jesus Christ, because we know not when our time will come. Sometimes we ask for prayers for our relatives and our friends. They are sick. They're going to do an operation today. We want them to get well, but we don't just want them to get well physically. You know, we need to ask God that when they get well, if he chooses so, that they may see the need to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Don't just leave it like that. Oh Lord, just let them get well. No, we know they are not a child of God. We need to ask God to help them to see that need. We are here this morning. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? Jesus says that there are some people, the things that they do, it would be better for them not to have been born. as to the one who betrayed him. And Judas said, Lord, is it I? He said, no, I said. And we need to ask that question. Ask ourselves that question. Do you want to be made well? Whether you need prayers, whether you need to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to be baptized for the remission of your sin. You need to ask yourself the question, do you want to be well? Yes, Lord, I want it. Then come forward and say, speak, Lord, and thy servant will obey. Jesus is pleading with you. And if you so feel the need as our song leader, come forward and give his invitation song. Make Jesus Christ your final choice. Do you want to be made well? If so, why not come as we all together rise and sing our invitation song? Amen.
557. 557. Please stand. 557.